Now, my last point is number seven. Point number seven is not knowing or having a clear picture about one's victimized status of being a consumer, being a slave, a consumer who buys, a consumer who consumes, who is committed to the buying, receiving money stained with bloodshed, corruption, and also being enslaved to the consuming of services and products of his or her master, who is a non-well-wisher. Some of us do not know that we are slaves. In fact, when we people, right now we are seeing a lot of people eating better and coming out of, we have been slaves to product providers and service providers that have been pushing a bad lifestyle of inflammatory dietary, eating bad foods, junk foods that are killing us quick. Yeah. So most of us are lacking that picture about we are victims. Why? Because we are consumers, we are slaves. We are committed to buying. We have made agreements with people who are merchandise sellers, who are selling us alcohol, selling us pharmaceutical drugs that are literally making us to hallucinate, get all negative side effects. We are consumers of things that destroy life, that cut our lives short. And this is also a type of slavery. Yeah? Yeah? Some of us are receiving money where people are being trafficked, you know, trafficking of women, trafficking of children, yeah, bloodshed coming from corruption. Okay. So we make money, we spend, we sweat, but yet the money we are earning, yeah, we are also sustaining bosses that have evil agenda and evil intentions of our lives. And the more we make more money, the more we also empower them to rule over us via the exchange of, but we are employed. I believe with all my heart that when we start to change things, we change the way we eat and we change the way we make money. If you start to realize that you're supporting a homosexual company, even if they're paying you well, you're giving them their strength. You're agreeing with them. You're giving them their, so they are continuing to be stronger. They are continuing to become more bigger. And they are continuing to rape, to violate everything that is around you. Why would you do that? So sometimes we have to leave certain jobs. We have to change certain habits how we eat. Why? Because we realize that the root of what we are fighting against, the desire of wanting to become better people, we must change what we consume on the level of what we eat and on the level of how we make money and how we spend it. We Africans, we have served the white man. We have been faithful that the white man has become a god to us. We are running to his country, but we are not seeing the value of our own country. Why? Because he's not wishing well towards us. Even if we help him, even if we carry him, even if we, you know, we do everything for him, but because he's not a well-wisher, so we end up being slaves to the vision and the desire and the agenda of him not wishing well towards us. So people are coming out of that. Our Ugandan president, he said, no, you guys, we've been instruments of promoting everything that wishes us not well in Africa and promoting it. And the president of Uganda said, no, we are signing a bill against homosexuality. And they wanted us to commit sexual immorality, homosexuality. Why? Because they want God to get angry towards us. And when we pray, because we are good at prayer, God is not even listening to our prayers. Why? Because he's angry. We are practicing something he doesn't like. And the only thing he can give us is his disapproval, allowing the white people and the agenda to come to rule over us. Why? Because we are upsetting him. He says, I'll bring your enemies. They will be your gods and they will be your rulers over you. They will be your landlords. It is funny that there are two people we call Lord on this earth. One is God, and the other is the one that pays you salary. In my language, they put it very well. You know, people, when you pay them salary, they mokama wange. If you are landlord to them, mokama wange, because you allow them to live in your place. You give them a roof, and they pay you. They're your tenant. Mokama wange. Mokama wange, which means you are my lord. So two people are considered as lord here on the earth. One is the one who pays you, your landlord, and the other is God. But it's very funny. Who are we really faithful to? Sometimes we find ourselves being faithful to the human landlord rather than being faithful to the God, landlord of all things, because we are surviving down here on the earth. So these are the 7 points that God is saying, that let us come out of slavery of everything that enslaves us. The moment we know it, let us change it, in spite of how much we are consuming it, like it with our mouth, or like it via the pursuit of material things. Let us change the way we earn money, the way we make money, the way we spend money, and what we eat and hear through our ears and eyes. This is an introduction course that introduces the knowledge, formula, understanding, mental guidance, attributed structure, wise counsel that you will gain via the courses that Mindset Media Services provides.